Back to the phone lines we go. Head football coach out at Deschler, Bo Culver, kind enough to join us on SST today. Coach, glad to have you back on the program. What's going on with you this summer, bud?
Fantastic, guys. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate what you guys do for high school football in our area.
Thank you so much. So you guys had last year was your first season, had a really good run. You saw some guys who, next level type talent guys, you've got guys coming back. When you look back on last season, the success your program had, how would you evaluate your first year at Deschler?
Very excited to be there. I think we had a good year. We're not going to call it a great year. Obviously building on what they were the previous year, previous 2 years, from a record standpoint, it was much, much improved. But at the same time, I look at what we could have done and what we did. I mean, I remind our guys this week that a lot of people want to talk about, we could be this, we could be that. And the harsh reality is you are what your record says you are. And right now, we're a first-round exit team. And so that's kind of been our thought process and my mindset is we can't change that until we get on the field. And so, you can't work like you're a third, fourth state championship team, until you get there. You've got to put the work in to do that. Right now we're a first round exit team, and so that's kind of been our mindset, our focus is what has kind of driven us this off season now as we started summer.
Now you do you're fortunate. You're a lot more fortunate than some of the teams in your area because you're returning a lot of your big playmakers from last year. Now you do lose a few guys, but you return your quarterback and you return a lot of guys on the line and one of your running backs. So anytime you return your quarterback from last season, especially if that guy had success, you've got a good chance at making a deep run. Tell us about some of the guys who are coming back for you.
Yeah, just like hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, I feel like in high school football, if you've got a good trigger man, you can be successful. And I think Channing's very, very good. What I was most impressed with Channing as we started spring, I felt like day one of spring, he picked up right where he left off. When we got beat the playoffs, and so that's huge. He's a good young man, tough as nails. He's a wrestler and does a really, really good job for us. What we're going to be able to do this second year is kind of open up the playbook a little more. Obviously last year was his first experience playing quarterback, and not just playing it for me, but really playing quarterback. He had played safety the year before for them. And so we're going to be able to open up the playbook, do a lot more of what we do, what I've been known about doing, as far as in the past. And really good there. Like I said, if we bring him back and him staying healthy, when he was banged up last year when we didn't have success, and him staying healthy is key. We get Cam Pritchard back, who, tore an ACL early last year, is progressing really, really well, is released now, is kind of full go with summer lifts and summer conditioning, summer practice, summer workouts. So excited to have him. We do. Cash Wallace is I think one of the best offensive linemen in North Alabama. He plays left tackle for us, and he's back, and he'll probably be the one kid on our team that could see some snaps on both sides of the ball. He plays left tackle for us, but he's really, really quick, really explosive, really strong. We're gonna have to probably find a way to get him some snaps at the defensive line, some smart snaps, but get him some snaps there. I'm just kind of moving in. Hayden Stutz and Samuel Allman. Our returning receivers for us, both of them had good years last year, and we're kind of expecting both of those guys to really develop in this summer and as they have in the offseason and really have big years this next year for us. Both have put on some good 8 to 10 pounds of good weight, as has Channing. And so that's kind of been big. Defensively, talk about guys returning. Xavier Trotter's one that jumps off the board to you. Obviously, he's a guy that has garnered some collegiate attention and is going to be a solid college football player somewhere for somebody, but luckily for us, he's got one more year. And so he's really good in the back end for us. There's a whole lot of different things. He'll come down the alley and hit you. And he does a good job playing some center field at times for us. So yes, sir, we've also, we returned a bunch of guys over there. Greg Champion, who's another safety kind of in there that is going to play some college football. We've got Jake Statham, an outside linebacker. Cruz Wallace, Cash's twin brother, who plays inside linebacker for us. Up front, Caleb Clements, a guy returning. And we do. I mean, I could keep rounding some guys off. There's a bunch more. We return about 18 starters on both sides of the ball. And so we do. And I'll remind our guys that when you return a whole bunch like that, expectations are high. But expectations don't do a whole lot for you because they don't put in the work, they don't put in the time, they don't put in the effort. We've got to do that.
Any changes on your coaching staff so far, Coach, or pretty much everybody back from last year's squad?
We have a whole lot the same. Change at wide receiver for us. Leander Wallace is a guy that coached our wide receivers last year. actually, you know, he's getting married tomorrow, and he and his soon-to-be bride are moving to Birmingham. And so we've added Justin Cantrell to our staff as going to coach wide receivers for us this year. And Justin did a fantastic job, played quarterback at Dessler, is a guy that a lot of people from there know. And you know, Dessler's one of those places that, man, that it breeds its own. And guys that were from there want to come back there, want to be able to contribute to part of the success and part of the culture. And Justin's a fantastic coach. I think in football, you've got two types of coaches. You've got whiteboard X's and O coaches, and you've got grass coaches. And I try to be a grass coach because at the end of the day, that's where the game is played. And Justin's one of those guys. He's a grass coach. You know, it's not enough to tell a guy how to run a post route or how to run a comeback, but you got to be able to break it down for him, show him how to set up the defender, where to read the defender's hips, and things like that. Justin does a really good job of doing that for us.
We've got Bo Culver, the head football coach for the Dessler Tigers, joining us on SST today. All right, Coach, so some changes are happening in 4A Region 8. Last couple seasons, the powerhouses have really been the Rogers Pirates and the Wilson Warriors. Those two teams lose a lot, and we're not going to say that they're going to be down at all because we don't know what we're going to get from those guys. As long as you've got a guy like Scott Brown and Jerry Foulkes taking over for Rogers, you know that they're going to be competitive. But Brooks moves back down into that 4A Region 8. They're going to be arguably your toughest competition. What are you expecting from this region?
You know, once again, just to be really, really tough, you know, top to bottom. Obviously, Brooks coming back in, that Brooks-Dessler rivalry has been longstanding. It's one of those great, great kind of high school region rivalries. You know, there's been several times in the past where those guys have met in the regular season and have turned around and met second, third round of the playoffs. And so, you know, getting them back is fun, and it's good for our region, good for the sport. I know they'll be very talented, very good. Coach Black and his staff does a really good job of always putting those guys in situations to be successful, no matter who they have, who they lose, or who they retain. And you know, Rogers is going to be Rogers. They're going to be very physical. They're going to be very intense. They're going to work really hard. And I think that's going to be the case for them, no matter who the head coach is. And really, no matter what guys they roll in and roll out there, you know you're going to get a very physical football team with them. And I said, Scott does a really good job with those guys at Wilson. I think that, you know, the guys at Wilson, I think they play as hard for Scott as anybody we play against, if that makes sense. He just seems to get the most out of those guys, him and his staff over there do. And then Central's one that I tell you that I'm looking for. I mean, they return, you know, two running backs and a Hammack kid and a Summerhill kid who are very, very good players. They've got some good guys returning, you know, the offensive, defensive line. And so they're going to be very, very good. And once again, Coach Wood and his guys are going to do a good job of just buying into what they do, just kind of systematically the way they've done things kind of the last several years now, and they're just being consistent. And then, you know, we pick up a couple new people coming in. You know, West Limestone is still there, and they'll have a new coach staff. Really, honestly, don't know anything about their new coach, anything about that. And then Elkmont, that's there. So Elkmont, once again, has been a physical team in years past. And be honest, I don't know anything about how they were last year or what they've got in return, stuff like that. We try to focus a lot more on worrying about what we do, controlling what we can control, and putting ourselves in a situation for us to be successful, take care of us. So we feel like if we do that, then we're going to put ourselves in the best position to win.
Coach, this is Chuck Hammer here on Sean Sports Talk. Just want to ask you a quick question. I like asking this question to coaches that haven't been in the area very long, and that is, you know, this is year two for you. And just from a standpoint of yourself, how much more comfortable is it going through things a second time at the same place? I mean, tell me about how that makes you feel going into a year at the same school for the second year in a row.
Well, I, to be honest with you, I feel like year two, you should be as successful as you can ever be. You know, because there's still some excitement and some newness that comes that you get out of kids and things like that. And I say it's as successful as you can ever be. I mean, that's always depending on the situation, things like that. But there is a whole lot of benefits, I think, to being there year two. Every time you go someplace, there's always small little traditions that you're not aware of. And some of those traditions, you know, affect the way a Friday goes. It affects the way practice rolls. It kind of affects some things like that because, you know, there's always a balance of doing what you do and being committed to who you are as a coach and things like that. And also respecting, especially a place like Dessler that's so tradition-rich, respecting and honoring some of the traditions that take place there. And too, with our kids, I mean, now we've had a complete full year. You know, there's no excuses anymore for anything like that. We can't use any excuses. We've had a full off season. We've had a full preseason. We've had a full season under our belt now together. And so I told our kids, you know, this past week as we started, you know, there's no more learning curve. They understand how I expect them to practice. They understand how I expect them to condition. And they understand how I expect them to work in the weight room and everywhere we are. And also, more importantly, they understand what kind of young men I'm going to hold them accountable to. And so it is. Year two, you know, you're not having some of those same tough conversations early to kind of build your culture as you are year one. And so we can focus a little more on, you know, building the men now and also focus on what happens between the lines.
Another question before I get off here and give it back to Jordan. One thing I want to ask about is I've been over there around Deschler a lot in other capacities besides football, and I've seen a lot of your guys playing other sports, wrestling, basketball. How does that work with the guys, keeping them in shape out of football season?
Yeah, you know, that is something that I'll just be 100% honest with you. That's something that we're still figuring out, you know, that we're still getting together as an athletic staff and maintaining. And one thing that I think football guys get a hard rap for is I'm just a big believer that athletes should strength train year-round. And so that's something that we're figuring out, that we're getting together, working on. I don't think we do a bad job at it at Deschler, but we could do a better job at it. And I think that could be said at any place. You know, one thing that I think happens at Deschler that's happened in the past, if you look at a lot of the names, you know, Deion Blue's one that's on my staff that I'll talk about. Deion was a fantastic football player. Everybody knows that. But Deion was a really good basketball player for him, really good track athlete for him. And we've got several guys now, Channing. You know, heck, Channing's a really good quarterback for us. He's a guy that's a state runner-up, you know, as a sophomore, as a wrestler, and this past year came in third as a wrestler. You know, Hayden Stutz, who starts at wide receiver for us, is a starting, you know, kind of wing player on the basketball court. Samuel Almonds, our starting shortstop on the baseball team. And so we have several of those guys, like a lot of teams in our region do, that do a lot of different things. And really, you know, our kids work very hard. They do whatever they're asked to do. They work very hard. We condition them. You know, we get after them. And in the summertime especially, you know, there's, you know, and I think, and this will give me a chance right here to talk about that, you know, I think in today's world, you catch a lot of flag, coaches doing things like that about let kids be kids, let kids be kids. And so I just did a breakdown for our kids the other day of how many of their hours there are in a week. And we just kind of went down that when you're talking about 150-plus hours in a week and during the summer we're asking for 10. You know what I mean? You still right. Got time to be a full-time job, to work a full-time job and still have about seven free hours a day. I don't know that we have any kid working a 40-hour-a-week job. And so that's just kind of a small plug right there to say that we're still allowing kids to be kids in the summertime. We just may not be allowed to be kids at 7:30 and 8 a.m. And so I do. I think what we do really benefits our people, and that's not just us. I think that's high school athletics across the country. And so it is, and I'm getting off on a tangent with you guys, but we do. We share a lot of athletes.
He's Bo Culver, the head football coach of the Deschler Tigers. Just a couple more questions before we let you get back to your day, Coach. What are the summer plans for the Tigers? I know you guys are working out in the mornings. Do you have 7-on-7 camps planned, things like that?
We do. We'll our first one will be June 29th and 30th. We're going to Birmingham. You know, Cam Newton sponsors he hosts a 7-on-7 tournament there, and we'll get to compete with some larger Birmingham schools, some places like Austin and Bessemer and some places like that are down there. So we expect to go there and compete. It's going to be really good, a two-day competition there. Like I said, anytime you give your chance, you give your kids a chance to meet a guy like Cam Newton, just athletically what he's done, it's kind of fun for them. So we'll do that. We'll have OTAs this summer with Austin and Athens. We'll travel through 4 months to compete in the 7-on-7. And then at the end of the summer, we'll kind of wrap everything up with kind of a competition day at Russell, and there's several teams there. And so that's kind of where we are. We're trying to go to places like Athens and places like Austin to play bigger schools that are going to be bigger than we are, they're going to be faster than we are, and they're going to be more athletic than we are, because we want to be able to play to that pace. That was one thing that I think that plan, you know, the schedule we play, because we're going to try to play up non-region. You know, we play Muscle Shoals, we play Russellville, we play Jasper, we play bigger programs, and so sometimes with bigger programs, speed of the game can be a little different. And especially entering in, you know, week zero, Muscle Shoals at the Chap, which we're very excited about. You know, we wanted to try to set ourselves up this summer to be able to understand the pace of that game. That one, we started, you know, there was no speed gap. We understood the speed that we were going to see and just was kind of ready to roll there because they're very good. Muscle Shoals is going to be a very, very good 6A football team this next year.
He's Bo Culver, the head football coach for your Dessler Tigers. Coach, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much. And we'll be looking forward to talking to you a little later on in the summer, seeing how some of those 7-on-7 camps are going and the workouts and things of that nature, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. God bless. Go Tigers.